Hey Internet, JB here. Just wanted to remind you, if you're looking for the ultimate holiday gift this year, or if you just want to treat yourself, let's be real, that still counts as a holiday gift, upgrade your home audio experience with the Dark Side Records Vinyl Starter Kit. We've got kits for all budgets, all sizes, all ears, all living spaces, all experiences, baby. Whether you want something economical, that'll just be a step up from that junky old record player you've got kicking around in your apartment, you know the one I'm talking about. Or if you want to seriously upgrade to an audiophile level set of turntable and speakers paired brilliantly, chef's kiss, we got you. We have turntables from Audio Technica, Project, and Rega. We have speakers from Edifier and Canto. We've got all kinds of accessories that we'll throw in there. And you know what the best part is? You save some shekels. That's right, when you get a vinyl starter kit combo, you get that vinyl starter kit discount. Save some bucks. Enjoy your tunes. It'll sound better. Your people will thank you. Your ears will thank you. Call or stop in to Dark Side Records today. Talk to one of our staff members. We're here to help you through it. We'll show you what we got. You can even test them out in store. Dark Side Records Vinyl Starter Kits. Thank me later.
Ho, ho, ho! Hello there! This is your non-denominational Santos Claus here. Just here to remind you, this special, socially distant holiday season, if you're looking for gifts, I know a great place to get them. Why, yes, I am talking about the dark web. What? I'm being told I'm a little confused as to what the dark web is. Believe me, Santa's not confused. Yes, I am talking about Dark Side Records. If you're looking for great gifts, Dark Side Records has them. Records, movies, smokables, CBD, incense, games, vintage clothes, and a whole lot more. And if you're looking to have them delivered in a certain sleigh by a certain date, December 25th, well then, hurry the fuck up and get in here, because seriously, time is running out. It's a very short window of time. If you're listening to this, if you're in the future, you can ignore this whole thing. But if it's before December 18th, seriously, get your ass in gear. You've only got a couple days. There are priority shipping deadlines that have to be met. If you want a present to someone or to yourself by December 25th, give Dark Side Records a ring. There are express and priority shipping options available. As long as you get them in on time, goddammit. Told you so many times. So be a good little child and get your parents something nice. Get your friends something nice. Get your pets something nice. Don't be that guy. Nobody likes that guy. Looking at you, Jeff. Okay? You know what I'm talking about. Just remember, shipping deadlines, December 18th. So hurry up and get in here. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho.
This is the Dark Side Records and Gallery Podcast.
Welcome to the Dark Side Records Podcast. Of course, brought to you by the good folks at Dark Side Records, located at 611 Dutchess Turnpike in Poughkeepsie, or as always, on the web at darksiderecords.com. This is a podcast about music, the music industry, coffee, sleep deprivation, and of course, your favorite kinds of holidays, the ones where you trample your friends, neighbors, and loved ones. That's right, this is our Live from Black Friday recap. No bullshit at the beginning edition. It's JB. I'm here solo this episode. Just wanted to get this one out to you, our wonderful listening audience. It's been a couple weeks. You've probably heard us say it in person, or on our Used To's live videos, or on all the other parts of the internet, but let me say it here on our podcast. Thanks. Thank you for an amazing Black Friday, the final Record Store Day event of 2020. We made it, y'all. It was a sprint. But honestly, a lot of goddamn fun. We had a great Black Friday. We had a tremendous day. We, of course, need to extend the hugest heartfelt thank you to all of you who were here supporting us, whether you were supporting us by waiting in line. Well done getting in line at 4 p.m. on Thanksgiving because maybe you hate your family, sad boy Paul. We don't judge you. Thank you to everyone who came out and bought stuff, took advantage of the sweet deals, bought that exclusive vinyl. We still got a couple pieces of that exclusive vinyl in-house. If you want it, you can shop it on our website or, of course, in the store. Everyone who came out safely, wore a mask, kept their distance, was just, in general, awesome. And hey, even you, if you bought something online, because of course we put our stuff online halfway through Black Friday, thank you. Shopping online still counts as shopping local, and we appreciate you. All of you. And as usual, I took some time, got there a little early, chatted with a few of the great folks who were waiting in line here on Black Friday. There's a whole bunch of the regulars, some voices you might recognize from previous episodes, shout out V-Spot Podcast, some new faces. I guess faces doesn't really apply here because it's a podcast medium, but you get the idea. We're going to air those in a minute. But I just want to remind y'all real quick, it's the end of the year, baby. It's that time again. DS Top 10 2020 time. We want to know what you loved this year. We're going to do one more episode in 2020. It might come out in 2021. Look, whatever. We want to know what your favorite albums of 2020 were. We're asking for your top 10 lists. Pick the best releases, the best new music, the 10 best things. Hell, I don't care. Give me a top 10 list of whatever you want. 10 best cat memes. 10 best things you streamed on Netflix in quarantine. 10 best King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard albums that came out last year. Whatever you want. Send it our way. We have a hashtag. It's DS Top 10 2020. Now that I'm saying it out loud, it is a little confusing. So it's DS TOPTEN and then the numbers 2020. So you spell out 10, but not 20 or the other 20. But you get the idea. All right. DS Top 10 2020. Send us your top 10 list. We're sharing them over on our social media page. You can see them on our Instagram or on our Facebook. You can see what our staff listened to and loved this year. You can see what our customers. We got some special guests who are submitting lists. Go check it out. Send us your own. We'll share it. And I'll thank you ahead of time for doing it. The whole gang will be back next episode. We'll catch you up on everything that's been going on since then on that episode. Till then, here's my interviews with some people from Black Friday. And if our last episode doesn't come out in 2020, then let me just say now, hey, happy holidays, happy new year. Thank you for being a part of Dark Side Records this goddamn fucking batshit crazy year. Thank you.
I'm not encouraging shit. You know who is?
This guy.
Not me.
This guy's encouraging people to get here earlier.
I'm not saying anything now. Once the microphone goes on, I'm done talking.
JB here, Dark Side Records. It is a brisk, surprisingly warm November Black Friday morning. Yes, it's still brisk, but surprisingly warm. It's not freezing. I'm pleasantly surprised that it is in the 40s.
I've been here for colder.
Exactly. We've been here for colder. Now, before we do this interview.
Did anyone have a big Thanksgiving? Do I got to worry about anybody spreading some shit on my goddamn microphone?
No, I only had the kids over. That's it.
He's Uh-oh. Out.
Only the people who live Uh-oh. In my house. That's it. I guess only 32 people.
God damn. See, that's, I knew it.
I'm moving up to number two.
three people.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to come over here.
We're going to keep a reasonable social distance. I'll start with Paul, and then we'll come around.
So, it's Black Friday. I'm here standing outside of Dark Side Records, located, of course, at 611 Dutchess Turnpike in Poughkeepsie, and on the web at darksiderecords.com. And I'm standing here with the first in line for Black Friday 2020, the final of four record store days. Why don't you introduce yourself to our listening audience?
Paul, sad boy Paul, emo Paul, whatever you want to call me, just Paul. Paul.
That was a lot of names that you just at the end
just
bailed and went with just Paul.
Paul. Just Paul.
Okay, Paul is here. Paul, thank you for being here so early on Black Friday. What time did you get here?
4:46 p.m.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
During Thanksgiving.
Yeah, during Thanksgiving. Slow day.
I have several questions about your Thanksgiving holiday and what you do and your family. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. Boring, you know, social distancing, so just me, my wife, my son, that's it.
Do you think that social distancing aided you in your line placement this year?
For sure. I mean, we were so socially distant in our house that everyone was in different rooms. So I was like, might as well just go to Dark Side now.
I would love to hear that discussion happening in real time at your house on Thanksgiving. Okay, well, I'll start with the usual questions. Did you eat turkey?
Of course I ate turkey, yeah.
How was it?
It was good.
Who cooked it?
Me and my wife both. We worked on it together.
Who stuffed it?
No stuffing. Inside.
Get out of my house.
Yeah, I know. It was pretty weak. It's pretty weak. But, you know, social distancing turkey.
What else did you have?
Mashed potatoes and corn. And we had stuffing, just wasn't inside the bird. That's about it. Mac and cheese.
Very traditional Thanksgiving in the Sad Boy household.
Pretty traditional, I guess, yeah.
Okay. What titles brought you out here so early for Black Friday?
The big one is The Fountains of Wayne. Then My Chemical Romance, and I want that DMX. Sounds pretty sweet. Best Coast, I'm going to get that one. Elliott Smith, you know, just got to go with the Sad Boy there. That's the main ones right there. Let's see what else. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, are you entering any of the raffle prize packs to raise money for Angels of Light, a local charity that helps local families afflicted with illnesses?
I mean, now I should probably put that check mark on there too, right? Now that I'm being guilted into it.
That's how I do it.
Yeah, it sounds like a plan. We'll throw one in there then.
Well, I'll point out, because hopefully this will air while these auctions are still live, because we do not draw the winner until, I believe, the Monday after. I'll try really hard to get this episode up on time. But we have four great prize packs that you can still enter for if it is before the Monday after Black Friday, including a Mastodon test press with a complete grilling kit that includes Mastodon-branded, whatever you call those things, spatulas and an apron, a whole bunch of vinyl, a Green Day prize pack, a whole bunch of silly shit. How's about the RSD3? Are you a 3-inch record collector?
I am not. I'm not going to do that one.
That's okay. I like polling to see who's into it and who's not.
It's a cool novelty thing, I think, but not for me, really.
That's what I think as well. It's like we had a lot of people. I shouldn't say a lot of people. We've had some people who were very confused by it and some who were very anti it. And in my opinion, I'm like, it's just some silly shit. It's just to have fun. Don't overthink it.
You do you. That's my policy on it. It's not for me, but if you like it, that's cool.
And my wife, shout out Jenny Zuko, loves tiny things. Do not read into that joke. So she collects anything that's tiny. So when a 3-inch record player came out, she was like, this is my wheelhouse. This is exactly what I like.
That's a pretty good thing. I don't know what it says about you.
Yeah, right? God damn it. I shouldn't have led with that joke. Fuck. Okay, some people will know you as a regular on our Monday night Use Twos for Use live video as one of our regular dibbers.
That is correct, yes.
What was the last record that you bought that you can remember?
The last dib, I think, was, don't judge me, but Billy Joel. I don't know.
No judgment. That's basically all I listened to yesterday during Thanksgiving.
That is a
with
good
my in-laws.
Record, yeah, for sure. You know, low-key, just, you know, good vibes.
It's like very parent safe,
sure.
And especially in-law safe, yeah. You know?
I agree. Definitely. Definitely a parent record.
Okay, and because we are getting down towards the end of the year, of course, following Black Friday, we kick off our annual tradition of starting our Dark Side Best of the Year lists, where we ask you listeners to send us in your top 10 list, new things that came out in 2020 that you enjoyed, that you loved, new music. Are you going to send us in a top 10 list? No pressure.
I always do. Yes, of course I will send one.
Is there anything off the top of your head? Was there anything that came out this year off the top of your dome that you really enjoyed that may or may not make the list?
For sure. The two records that like really got me through the beginning of this quarantine business was the new Silverstein record. It came out like right when this hit, and it just hit me so hard in the beginning for some reason. And I don't know if it was a time and place thing, but it was definitely like my number one at that time. And then the Used record that came out this year, I really dug that one too. So those are probably my top two. I go back and forth. Probably other stuff that may have jumped it. But when they came out, you couldn't tell me that those weren't the two best for me at that time.
Okay. Glad to hear. We look forward, as always, to seeing your list and to anyone else who's going to send in a list. Let's see. Third question. Did you sleep in your car?
Yes. It was actually a comfortable thing to do. You know, Tent City is great. No. I don't know. Tent City is better, but...
No. Don't backpedal. All right. Fuck this guy.
All right. This situation, it felt like the best case. No. For me. I'm hunched over when I'm in Tent City, though.
Steve Feldman's yelling in the corner over there. I'll get to him in a minute.
So car sleeping is fine. I'm not tall. I do, actually. I just chose the other one.
I was very curious how this was going to play out.
It's great for you, then.
See, over here, number three in line, Doug Carvel says he added new records to his list because he was sitting in his car waiting. See? So, for Darkside, that's a plus right there. All right, I feel like this is going to be the dividing topic that we talk about here on the podcast. Because, of course, this year we did just change one little thing. Normally we have a DIY Tent City that happens. A giant tailgate party, Camp Darkside, where we set up pop-up tents and people hang out outside. And this year we changed it up a little and we said folks could, because of social distancing... We said everyone basically gets a parking space to keep their 6 feet apart from each other. And so we said if you want to stay in or with your car, you are welcome to. I'm being told that was Steve Feldman's idea. I don't think that's true at all. I think that's a bunch of bullshit.
Now I don't like the idea. If it was his idea, I don't like it anymore.
But Dark Side,
back to
Dark
Tent
Side
City next time.
All right, well, Paul, thank you so much for being here, for being early, for being rad. We appreciate you so much, and enjoy the coffee.
It's good coffee. It's a good way to start the day.
From the Poughkeepsie Grind.
In.
All right, now I have moved slightly down the line to the number two seat. Oh, wait.
Steve,
you're from number five? What is going on? This is bizarro world over here. Wait, so who's number two in this line right now? So, I'm sorry. I instinctually went directly to Steve Feldman, assuming that he was number two.
Just Feldman.
Fucking Feldman. I assumed that he was... hey, we'll get back, we're going to get to you. Guy, what time did you get here this morning?
5:15?
5 a.m. or 5 yesterday? 5 o'clock p.m. yesterday?
5 yesterday.
5 p.m. yesterday?
Yesterday.
Holy shit. Stay out of this, number five. Over here, number three, Doug, what time did you get here?
6:15.
P.M. on Thursday.
P.M. on Thursday.
So who's number four?
Sleeping in his car stuff.
Sleeping in his car?
Check for a pulse.
Who is that guy?
You might be number four. If he passed out from carbon monoxide.
I can't even see who that is. All right, he waved, so he's alive. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Feldman, what time did you get here yesterday?
8 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day.
Good move.
I figured this way I don't want to confuse you anymore.
Okay, well, let's go back here. Number two, Guy, the most handsome chef in Poughkeepsie.
That's true.
King of fried chicken and waffles in the Hudson Valley.
That also is true.
Yeah. Doug. We'll talk about this afterwards.
Podcast is over for now.
All right, well, for Doug, we'll do this really quick. Guy, where do you make fried chicken and waffles?
I make it here at Darkside Records.
Normally, under a normal year, normal circumstances.
Well, I cater and play pop-up when I do my fried chicken and waffle events. I don't have a shop yet or a truck or anything like that, but I do catering and pop-ups wherever they'll let me. Wherever the people need chicken.
That's the best move you could do. You're like a fried chicken superhero.
That's it. I got half the shit right in my car. I can pop up right now, man. I just couple chicken legs, and it's a party.
You missed your window of opportunity was last night. You could have cooked for everybody right here. Made a killing.
All six of us.
We need six orders, fried chicken, waffles, real quick.
Waffles you can eat like in the morning too, and there's a lot of people here. So.
Any time of day.
Right. I mean, it's anytime.
Someone, let's get this man a truck, okay? All right, so you got here yesterday, number two in line. Proud of you. We'll start with the, of course, first question. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was wonderful. Thank you for asking, JB. How about you?
It was quiet. I got a little wine drunk with my mother-in-law, but it was nice.
Right on.
Did you have turkey?
I did have turkey.
Did you cook it yourself?
I did not.
Woo!
No, it's the best. Mom still cooks everything. It's fucking wonderful. I show up and sit in the chair, and it's all done.
I love hearing that.
It's a perfect day.
Okay. What else did you eat besides mom turkey?
Basically, that was it. I had some fucking pie I brought. I ate it in my car last night, watching The fucking Office.
Like a slob. I love it.
That's it, man. Dwight Schrute in it just fucking... Rah.
Oh, that's what we should do. We should do, for like a future one, when the world isn't exploding, we do have a projector inside. We could literally... We got a whole blank gray wall that is right here. You could have like... Essentially, the record store day drive-in for while you're camping. You could watch a movie up on the wall, pop some popcorn, everybody can cuddle.
4 months in a row, and now you bring this up after 4 months?
Technically, it's been like 9 years, if you really want to be specific.
Four months in a row, though.
If it wasn't such a brisk, warm day, we wouldn't be having this talk.
That's right. All right, so down to the nitty-gritty, what titles got you out of your mom's kitchen and here so early for Black Friday?
Well, first of all, I would say it would be complete and total lack of common sense. But
I didn't see that on the list. Where is that?
The titles. I'm like, my uncle raised me musically. You know what I mean? I lived off his record collection, and he's the biggest Stones guy I know. The Stone record is highly overpriced, but yet it's a big deal. And I got to get it to the dude. So it's as simple as that.
In fact, I know this about
someone else.
I know this about you. I appreciate your taste in music. We actually have had a few conversations about music, and even at least one here on this podcast. And I enjoy talking with you because I appreciate your insight on music.
Thank you very much, sir.
And I guess I also appreciate your uncle because he helped formulate your taste in music.
Oh, yeah.
So what else?
Spent the night listening to Bill Evans last night in the car too, and that guy's just next level. So I added that. Luther Dickinson is always going to be bought by me.
Amen.
James McMurphy?
McMurtry.
Guy's insane. It's awesome.
He likes it so much, he didn't learn how to pronounce the name at all.
No, but I do know his song Choctaw Bingo pretty well, which is sick. You guys need to go listen to that. And, of course, Mr. John Prine.
Of course.
Got to have Mr. Prine. And there's a lack of Tesla in the house.
That is correct. We are currently inside figuring out what is going on with Tesla, because no Tesla showed up, and we're not sure if that's because a shipment didn't make it, it was pushed, it was canceled. We actually just don't know what the deal is. So we're going to find out, hopefully, before y'all go inside, but there is no Tesla currently.
Tesla did arrive in some places.
Okay, so it's not canceled.
It wasn't canceled. It wasn't pushed. It is out in some stores.
Got it. Okay, Guy, thank you for being here. Appreciate it. I'm going to move over quickly to here to number three so I can get this podcast moving. Doug, what time did you get here yesterday?
About 6:15.
This is...
One Thanksgiving
crowd. We did this one already because you already asked me what time I got here. And I'm number five.
Number five, you shut up! You get back in your hole!
If you want all the attention, you should be here first.
That's right.
I don't want the attention.
He definitely loves the attention.
I have the attention.
Yeah. You had a good streak as being two-time number one in a row. That's pretty good.
And a number two in there, too.
It's so close. You almost had a turkey.
Almost.
That's a sports thing.
I know. It's a bowling thingy.
It's a bowling thingy. I call that throwy ball.
Throwy ball? No, it's rolly ball.
Rolly ball?
That's
okay, done.
Heavy to throw.
I've been doing it wrong this whole time, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you're not supposed to bounce it down the lane.
In hindsight, that makes so much sense. So, Doug, what brought you out here so early? What titles are you excited about for Black Friday?
I am excited for the Drive-By Truckers, Uncle Tupelo, James McMurtry. I'm a huge fan of James McMurtry. And the Stones. If there's two, I'm going to grab a Stones, even though, like you said, it's $100, but, you know.
He's a big fan because he pronounced that gentleman's name.
And I have some other ones on there too, but those are the big ones. The truckers especially, because it's right in the years that I started to get into the truckers, so it's, you know, should be pretty good.
Okay, and same as before, how was your Thanksgiving?
Very well, very nice, thank you. Had the grandkids and my daughter over, so it was nice.
Did you have turkey?
I did, and I did cook it, amongst other things.
Did you deep fry it?
No. I roasted it.
I peg you as kind of a turkey deep frying guy. I don't know why.
Did not deep fry it. But I ended up having to get a 22-pound bird for four people. So I've got a lot of turkey. If you want a turkey sandwich later, you're more than welcome to one.
I appreciate that. Thank you for that.
I'm going to turn that down.
But again, if you're going to do a trunk pop-up, we could have fried chicken and waffles, turkey sandwiches. We've got a little deli going already here.
Turkey and waffles.
Exactly. I want the chicken and waffles next year. I think that's an April
we do
for next year.
Look,
a movie and chicken and waffles.
So, I don't know, short-term memory loss or whatnot, but guys, actually, typically when we do our indoors, he gets the back room and slings the fried chicken and waffle. This is that guy.
I did not know that.
There you see? So it's the small world coming together. He's not here slinging chicken, but he's here to pick up some tunes.
It's not just the business thing. Like, I love these guys. I love this place.
Yeah. It's a great place. And they do it right here, for sure.
I used to whoop ass at the old store and buy a shit ton of records. Constantly ordering. Justin loved to see me come in. He called me the prodigal son one day. There he is, the prodigal son. Like, that must mean my Bootsy Collins came in. And then I fucking lent it to the store, and they were bumping it in the store, so it was great.
Indeed.
I genuinely love this place. And I will be back frying chicken all up in this motherfucker. Yeah.
Absolutely. The world will go back to some kind of normal, and we will have fried chicken again. Hopefully 2021.
If you buy a Dark Side shirt, it will smell inevitably like fried chicken.
For better or for worse, yeah.
You probably put that onto a t-shirt somewhere with the chicken and waffle somewhere. With the Dark
Side. We can make our own sense.
Buy a record, get fried chicken and waffle stank free.
Charge.
I can make that shirt. That'll be our Record Store Day 2021 exclusive shirt.
No doubt.
All right.
This podcast is going to have to be chicken and waffles. That shit's been said about fucking 50 times already.
See? Exactly. All right, well, let's come over here really quick. Let's talk to number 5 in line. I'm skipping right over number 4. Aww. I know. We just woke up. It's hard to do an interview when you wake up. So, Feldman, how's your Thanksgiving? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was okay. Mom, her helper, and myself.
Okay, did you have turkey?
We did. Don't buy it from Stu Leonard's because they don't sell a good cooked turkey.
That sounds disgusting and potentially dangerous.
Well, apparently their version of a roast turkey is white, pale, with rubbery skin.
So the JB of turkeys.
Oh, no, you have more color than the turkey.
So it's all in the beard. It's in the beard, don't worry.
It's still more color than the turkey hat. But we're not going to go there because we don't want Stu Leonard's getting mad at me for bad-mouthing him.
Stu Leonard's, bring it on, all right?
They already removed my review of their store on Facebook. I don't know why.
They have
great
chocolate milk.
They do.
No, you're confusing Stu Leonard's with Stewart's. I'm not getting into a chocolate milk discussion here. Steve, what titles brought you out so early for Black Friday this year?
Well, I don't think I'm getting one that I wanted, which was the Stones. I didn't get here early enough. I slept in. The Baroness is on there.
Ooh, good one.
Jazz Sabbath. Mm-hmm. And, you know, do I really have to mention Ace? You know, I'm kidding. Yeah, it's Ace. It's Kiss. It's Feldman. Doesn't really. That's a given.
It's Poughkeepsie. He's one of the Poughkeepsie stars. Like, everybody loves Ace. They love their Skid Row in Poughkeepsie.
They love their Dee Snider.
Exactly. Twisted Sister, forget about it.
Yeah. And the Dio. Oh, and the Motorhead.
So,
I heard the Ace of Spades Christmas is signed.
By who?
Well, there's only not many people in Motorhead that can sign anymore.
Fast Eddie Gilbert. That's who it was.
If it was Lemmy, I would call it fake and forgery. So.
Yes. Well, I've got some Sharpies inside, as everyone seems to assume based on our Taylor Swift CD sales, that we just forged those anyway. You morons. We did not sign the Taylor Swift CDs ourselves. I can't believe I have to actually say that out loud. So, all right, Steve, thank you for being here. As always, we appreciate you. We appreciate all of you here so early, waiting in line and supporting independent record stores, especially through this insane time in our lives. What are you thankful for this year?
Thankful for friends and family and being able to hang out, even though we're 10 feet apart, and just chill with friends and talk about music all night.
Love it. Love it. Over here, Paul, what are you thankful for this year?
Yeah, pretty much what Feldman said.
Don't copy him. So you be your own sad man.
Too sad for that. It's COVID. It's sad times.
No, everybody, you got to be thankful for something. Even during COVID times, what are you thankful for?
I guess as a loner, being in quarantine is pretty awesome, actually. So maybe that's it. Working from home, never knew how great that could be. So, yeah, maybe that, right there.
Perfect. See? Guy?
Yes, sir.
What are you thankful for this year?
Records.
Records.
My mom and Chucky. The few friends that I still have left that talk to me. Yeah. That's about
most
it.
Most of which
that'll
were here
do.
Last night?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Most of which were here last night?
Yeah. I have to make new friends in order to keep them talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
Next record store day, these guys ain't going to talk shit to me.
Well, because their mouths will be full of fried chicken and waffles.
That fucking guy didn't bring fried chicken. He's bullshitting. I'm not talking to him.
Okay, Doug, what are you thankful for this year?
First and foremost, I'm thankful that guy makes chicken and waffles, and I'm excited to have them the next time.
Hasn't even had him yet. He's already thankful.
No, you can't go wrong with chicken and waffles. And I'm thankful for my family, right? The family, they're healthy. Everyone stayed healthy. And, you know, everybody's good. And we're going to get through this strange time in the world. So.
Yes. Yes. I also like Sad Boy Paul's answer. Also good. Just staying at home. Okay, I'm going to run over here really quick. Number four. We're doing this out of order. I caught you sleeping in your car earlier.
All right. Ray Guzman, number four. Howdy, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay. Did you have turkey?
Actually, I did not. We just had Thanksgiving with my father-in-law and my wife, Vanessa. And we just had ham because my father-in-law doesn't eat poultry, so.
Okay. Okay. What are you thankful for this year?
Thankful for my wife, our little puppy, Cash. You know, just our family in general, the fact that we've been able to stay healthy this year and, you know, safe through all the craziness. And, believe it or not, I've been thankful for these record store days. It's been a nice opportunity to get out, hang out with some people, talk about music, and, take a break from all the craziness in the world.
That's exactly what I was hoping for as well. Okay, so what, really quick, because I see that it is about opening time, we're starting to funnel some people inside. What titles are you here for this morning?
I'm actually, I got here last night, and reason I did is I wanted to be online for those two rock and rollers, Chuck Berry and Little Richard. I know that there's the Chuck Berry pressing in particular was, rarer or, more rare, so I wanted to make sure I was here in time to hopefully snag one of those copies. But there are, a few other things on the list, too.
Okay, well, it appears as though the doors have opened. I'll let you get inside. Thank you for being here. Enjoy your Black Friday. All right, it is a little after 10 a.m. here on Black Friday, November 27th, 2020, at Darkside Records. The line has moved through a little bit. There's still some folks waiting outside. Things are moving along nicely. And I thought I would stop and chat with some folks who've been in, done the thing, made the purchases, found a spoon. Why don't you introduce yourselves to our listeners? Spoiler alert, again.
Hi, I don't know if I've ever been on it, have I?
Maybe? I feel like, yes, maybe you were the silent partner. Yeah, you know, you were the third man.
Yeah, I usually don't say words. I don't use my words. Hi, I'm Andy.
I'm Danny. You're not going to say, like, where you're...
Oh.
Like...
Oh, should I do it like a real boy?
Well, I was just going to say, like, you're like, I'm Andy, I'm silent. But you're not, and they also don't know what you're talking
about. Well, here, I'll do like I usually do it.
No, see, he was trying to... He was very professionally not stealing your thunder, so he's leaving you to make the big reveal at the end, you see?
I don't...
I'm Danny, one of the hosts of the V-Spot podcast, a veganish survival podcast for best friends.
For best friends?
Yeah. Kat's gone.
She's gone.
I killed her.
She was just kind of like, I gotta go fam, bye.
Maybe she was never here. Like,
boy,
ever.
Yeah.
Maybe Kat never existed.
It's true. We don't know. We can neither confirm nor deny.
Mm-hmm.
No, I do see a bunch of records that got bought by her, so I can't confirm. She, in some capacity, was here or doppelganger?
Doppelganger possibility.
What?
She sent her tulpa out.
Yeah.
Not her actual human form.
Her homunculus?
Her homunculus, yeah.
Okay, so here's the real question. Mm-hmm. Would her doppelganger eat meat? Is a doppelganger like your evil version of yourself, or is it just a copy of yourself?
Her mirror universe one would be one of the people who's on, like, the super...
The meat diet?
Like, the super meat
the
diet thing, the carnivore
meat?
Diet?
Yeah.
That's what they would do. That would be that. That would be her mirror-verse, her
doppelganger? I guess it depends. Like, I think doppelganger...
Is it trying to blend in with us in polite society?
Then, if it's trying to blend in and actually pretend to be her, then they couldn't, because then we would know.
Well, I don't think doppelgangers, like... By their nature of what they are attempting to subvert and deceive in order to replace the person. This isn't like
are
a single
they?
White female scenario.
Okay?
Or are they?
I think they just exist, and they are constantly struggling with the fact that they are a duplicate of someone who already exists and
or
constantly struggling.
The other person is the duplicate, and they're the original, and everyone thinks that they're the duplicate.
Well, now, if you think you're the duplicate and you're struggling with your reality and that you are not an original, are you then trying to make yourself an original by doing the things that the original, that you perceive to be the original, doesn't do? So, ergo, you would eat lots of meat.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I could see
I think we've cracked the code.
Okay, here's the question. If it came down to a situation, Kat and her doppelganger are both standing in front of you and you have a gun and you have to shoot the one who's not Kat, what's the question you would ask that only Kat would know?
Ooh. That is a really good question.
Where do you find the yummies?
Yes. Yeah, where do you find the yummies?
See, now I may not just take chances and just take them both out. I mean...
That's a smart move.
Huge risk. I've seen enough TV where that doesn't pay out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I would just pick one. Yeah. Maybe I would just pick one randomly, because then it's like, what do you have to lose? You still have one.
Oh, no. Great question. Which one of you is hungry?
Yeah, which one of you is hungry? Yep.
You just hold up a bag of Takis, and whichever one gets, like, excited is like, oh. And you're like, oh, that's...
No, that's not specific enough. Because, I mean, that's low-hanging fruit. It's got to be, like, a good, deep question.
Yeah, I think the yummies is the real answer,
yeah. Okay. Which one doubles over? You don't want to know.
So for our listening audience, where do you find the yummies?
Yeah, you don't want to know that.
That's not a G-rated. That's not family-friendly.
Okay, we are definitely not G-rated as well.
Beyond R, I feel like, because you find them in the... Well,
I'm not pressuring you to answer the question, just for the record. I just, you know, just so we're clear about your rating.
I feel like I owe it to everybody now.
That's true. Now you have to.
And now if she gets in a doppelganger situation, she's fucked.
Yeah, now this is out on another podcast that is going to know the secret of the yummies.
That's true. We did say it on our podcast.
Yeah.
We can say it on ours. We can say it on theirs.
That's true. So the yummies are found on the male anatomy in a certain location that not every male in America still has.
Have you ever heard of smegma?
The fromunda cheese.
Dick cheese.
That's the Yummies?
The whole story goes, we were in New York City. We were at we're sitting on at a picnic table, and something, like some liquid, dropped from the sky onto the table, and I said, oh, smegma.
And another male who was with us did not know
what
smegma was. He was like, what? And I was like, you don't know
the scientific
smegma?
Name.
And I went, Andy, you explain it. No, I said, Kat, you explain it to him. You should have to. And she said no. I was like, Andy, you explain it. You have the right parts. And he's like,
Technically
no. And I was like, okay, fair. And I was like, so I'll do it. And something, I blacked out. Something took over my body. Mm-hmm. And I said, it's the, in on your dick, it's like if you don't clean, like the Yummies.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
There was a hand motion involved.
Yeah, because it's not yummy at all.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
And then Kat doubled over in the street.
Kat almost fell over and died.
And the gentleman walked into the middle of the road and just hoped
he wanted
a
car to hit him because he's like, that's fucking gross. I'm done.
That's it. So.
Yeah.
But much better branding going forward, calling it the Yummies.
Right?
Yeah. Much better.
Right.
That's a real goal here. It's
then
2020
it's a selling
rebrand.
Point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Speaking of Yummies, so you're here for Record Store Day.
That's a hell of a segue.
This is your not first, not second, third in a row that you've been here for?
Fourth. I've been here all four.
You're a pro.
Yeah. But it's my first time Record Store Day, like, ever in existence. So, like, it's my fourth one. I went hard, in other words.
So, you've been here literally 100% of your Record Store days.
Yes. Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm going to make, I was telling some people earlier that I think I'm going to make, like, baseball cards next year for the people in line, and I'm going to make, like, RSD averages.
Yeah.
And we were talking to Feldman, who was number one in line for the past three, I believe, and today he was number five.
Oh.
I'm like, man, shameful.
Mighty did fall.
Exactly. Yeah. How did this compare to the other ones that you've been to so far?
We weren't here as early, but we were closer in line. I think people might still be in food comas from yesterday. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Scared of November.
Scared of November. I don't know. That's fair.
Scarevember, if you will.
All these things are perfectly adequate reasons to not be here, except not really.
If you're
pussies.
A loser.
Anyways.
Branding.
It was good. Yeah. It was great. I got everything I wanted. I haven't missed out. I haven't missed out on anything I wanted in all four of them. So.
You're like rookie of the year for our Record Store Day.
I know. Yeah.
Okay, well, while you've got them here in front of you, what were some pieces that you picked up that you were that you came here looking for and got?
My Chemical Romance. Because everyone feels angsty.
We had different childhoods.
That's
no, I gotta save that one for last.
Still angsty, but different childhoods.
That's the last one. You can't reveal that one.
We went to Jazz Sabbath. Because that's fucking awesome.
I was so hyped for that. I'm so ready.
It's really cool, too, the different colored vinyls. That's definitely a selling point when they do it like, oh, this pressing is blue or this is yellow or this is whatever. I'm like, all right, fine. As if I wasn't going to buy it to begin with. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't know this was on the list until 2 days ago we saw it.
Yeah.
The Iced Tea Rhyme Pays.
Motherfucking Iced Tea.
Motherfucking Iced Tea.
I mean,
amazing.
Look at it.
Autofin,
and he's
Tutuella,
such a baby.
Right,
look how baby he is.
He's like a sweet young child.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He hasn't seen the things. He hasn't been in SBU that long or at all yet.
We saw him live
Body Count.
With Body Count.
Where did you see him live with Body Count?
At Guarbecue down in Richmond.
Yeah, as a the last Guarbecue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He doesn't smile.
No.
No.
Like. Real life.
He's like motherfucking Body Count, and I'm like, angry. Oh, I love it.
Body Count put out an underrated record, their last record. They are a band that puts on a great live show and writes surprisingly good songs for a band that is completely written off by, let's be real, a lot of music fans out there.
They should not be. Body Count's fucking awesome.
Totally agreed.
So good.
I saw Body Count in Brooklyn probably at this point, maybe 6 years ago. And it was this amazing thing where his whole band came out on stage and then they opened up the fire door. Like, the venue was upstairs and it was down the set of stairs. And down the set of stairs was the front door, which was like a fire door. And they opened it up and this black giant Humvee opens up the door. He gets out, walks up the stairs, comes on stage, does the whole set, immediately says, probably fuck you, then walked out the door, got back in the car, and left.
I love
and it was
that.
The most badass thing I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. It was in Brooklyn, so I'm sure he got in the car, went back, and was like, all right, autofin mode.
Yeah, right. Now he's, yeah.
And then
yeah.
went under a bridge and I shot and found a body.
Yeah.
I made my $5,000, and I'm out.
Yeah.
And if a lot of artists did that, that'd be a shit move. But for some reason, when Ice-T does it,
you're like,
motherfucker.
That's fucking, you're like, yeah. You're so into it.
It's like, what was it? Aretha Franklin walking out with her purse on stage that always had her pay in it. And she's kept on the piano and was like, yeah, I got paid. Now I'll do the
now
show.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's in his rider.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what we came for.
We came, we saw.
We got our mystery bags. We always get the fucking mystery bags because those are great.
What did Kat's mystery bag? She got cold?
Yeah.
She is kind of thin. That makes sense.
Oh.
It's the vegan diet.
Oh. Yeah, well, where does she get her protein?
I'll never know.
But, yeah, we got our mystery bags, some Christmas mystery bags.
Yep.
So we're excited for those. After we're done, we always go to the car, open them up, and it's always a treat because we always pick them out for each other.
Aww.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is like a good either like holiday couple gift thing, or this is like a good date. This is like a speed dating blind date kind of thing.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
That'd be a good pitch.
We'll work on it. We'll workshop it.
There you go. Valentine's Day at Dark Side Records.
Yeah.
With the mystery bags.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We thought about doing vinyl speed dating one year. It did not go well.
No?
It was 99.9% Steve Feldman signing up, and that was it. Yes. So it just did not go. The concept was there. The turnout was not correct.
That's a shame.
We realized we have a very specific demo then, and it, you know, narrow window of people.
That's fair.
That demo is Steve Feldman.
99% of it is Steve Feldman. You're correct.
Well, and that's so we said that today because it's Black Friday and a pandemic, and so we're like, we're not going near any stores, like except here. And we're like, and honestly, the people that are going to be there are the same people we've seen every time. Yeah. So we know exactly who we're going to be like 6 feet apart around, though. Mm-hmm. So we're like, it's great.
And I even had a conversation with Paul, who was first in line this year, and I realized that he represents a large. Going back to demographics, he represents a large swath of the record store shopper, which I don't mean this to be derogatory towards our customer base and people we love, but people who genuinely don't hang out in big crowds.
Yeah.
And so I was like, as soon as I saw him and I saw the line, I was like, we're going to be okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're going to be okay.
Yeah, we feel it's safe here because you're like, I know the people. Or you're like, yeah, we're all a bunch of losers.
We're all loners, Dottie, rebels.
Yeah, fuck it.
I got him. Okay, what are your plans for after this?
A couple of other record stores.
Cool. We're gonna go to one that's
the
got
vinyl
a
room.
Tap room attached to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we can have
beverage.
a pint while Heavy we shop Beverly. For some vinyl. That's pretty much it. And then tomorrow,
ice cream.
Tomorrow, same thing with Small Business Saturdays. Trying to, especially this year with the bullshit pandemic, everything, always shop local, but especially this year. So we're going to hit up a whole bunch of record stores, see what's good. Yeah, that's about it. Eat food, listen to some music, shop some music.
Yeah. Love it.
I think immediately I'm going to figure out what's going on with that Chef Boyardee can that's right over there.
As you should. Okay, and now my final question, and then I'll let you all get out of here. The most important question, what are you thankful for this year?
I'm gonna go with the answer that plays really well.
Here we go.
I'm thankful for all the small businesses that have stayed open during the pandemic and not gone under and stuck it out for us, the customer.
Okay, here's your $20. Now your real answer.
Yeah, what's your real answer? That's really hard.
I'm thankful for 2020. I'm thankful for the lols. For all the really silly I've seen this year
thankful,
that I've gotten to laugh at.
I'm thankful for the people who, even though the year has shat on them, make it more tolerable by all of us being like, you know what? This year is garbage. And the internet has had some good memes. Some good memes have come out.
Oh, the dankest.
I'm thankful for my health. I'm thankful for, you know, my friends and family that, you know, you see via Zoom.
I'm really glad I saw the guy walking down the street with a mask on his forehead
I'm thankful for the little moments that have been little pockets of sunshine amongst this garbage heap of a year. But it is. There are. It has not been all bad because there's still, you can keep a smile sometimes. Sometimes it's on your mouth. Sometimes it's on your forehead if
yeah,
you're that
yeah,
guy
yeah, that's weird.
Who had his mask on his forehead.
It's weird
I say it's in the eyes. That's the smiles this year because we're all masked. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's in the eyes. You can tell.
Straight tie, right? Just got to smize all day.
And my cats. Thank you for my cats, always.
Always be cat. Always be smizing.
Yeah.
Wise words. Always be smizing. On that note, thank you for coming so much.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having us.
If people want to find your podcast, where can they find you?
The VSpot.fm.
Yeah.
Just that
and
easy.
Then it's everywhere there.
Then find all the places. Search for the VSpot podcast in your
everywhere.
Favorite podcast app.
Google,
go
Apple,
to the VSpot.fm because
Spotify.
That's easy. Yeah. All the links are there.
Yeah, one-stop shop. You go there, and then from there it branches off. Go wherever you want. It's a Narnia. Open the door. See where you end up.
It's not how Narnia works.
We showed you the door. I'm the key master. I showed you the door. Now you've got to open it.
Now we've got a reference I can get behind. All right.
Whatever.
All right. Thank you for coming, y'all. It's great to see you. Stay safe. Stay healthy. I hope to see you again soon.
Of course.
And we will do our vegan potluck sometime soon.
Yeah. Yay. Now that Record Store Day is over, you have no excuse not to make me enchiladas.
Enchiladas.
I didn't forget.
I visited my parents for the first time last weekend. I haven't seen them literally all year. And we went and I made them those exact enchiladas.
Yes.
I'm back in my practice. We're going to do this thing.
Yeah. I'm excited. Let's go get Mexican.
All right,
good. Cool. Thank you all.